This is Biotechnica, and you're listening to India's first life science podcast, The Voice of Biotechnica.
We all have heard of a phrase since childhood: you are what you eat. And to a greater extent, yes, it's true. Because the food we eat as a part of our regular routine is responsible for the overall foundation of every single cell in our body. Of course, we won't feel it, but we are constantly being repaired, healed, and undergoing reconstruction of our body. Since every single cell in our body has a shelf life, our body is always busy replacing those expired cells. Hello everyone, welcome to the new episode on Voice of Biotechnica. This is Divya. Today we will dive into the concept of gut bacteria and its role in anxiety. Many of us very often say, "I have butterflies in the stomach," or "I have a gut feeling." What does that mean? Well, these are nothing but signals. Yes, signals from our second brain. Now, you all might be wondering, what is the second brain is all about? Here, the second brain indicates none other than our own gut. Yes, you heard it correctly. And it is called the enteric nervous system. Believe it or not, but it is true that our brain and gut are connected to each other. And this connecting link is called gut-brain axis. As we all know that neurons are made up of billions of nerve cells. The same way, there are millions of them in the gut as well. From these millions, some of them are found to be aligned in our gastrointestinal tract. Thus, it's our vagus nerves that connects them and are responsible for sending the signals bidirectionally. We will come into details about this vagus nerve a little later, okay? So, when we are under stress, our nerves signal the brain to start releasing stress hormones. It is this ENS, that is enteric nervous system, which is responsible for inducing the emotional shifts that ultimately results in many digestive problems, be it bloating, constipation, diarrhea, etc. It was found that the people having any of these issues often suffer from depression and anxiety. Now coming to the biochemical level. Gut and brain not only have physical connectivity, but also have biochemical connectivity. How does this connection arise? Let's look into that. See, we have neurotransmitters which act as messengers that gets released from the nervous system and are responsible for controlling our feelings and emotions. Similarly, we have neurotransmitters that are being produced by our gut cells as well. Not only by gut cells, but also by the natural flora which is present in our stomach lining. For example, around 90% of serotonin, which is commonly called a happy hormone, are being synthesized from our gut. Around 50% of dopamine, another happy hormone, is again synthesized from our gut. GABA, on the other hand, that helps in reducing stress and anxiety, is secreted in the gut. That's the reason one may find the connecting link that whenever we have any gut problems or inflammation or even infection, it is often seen that our mood gets interrupted. Different strains of bacteria produces different neurotransmitters. For example, the most common E. coli, it produces catecholamines like norepinephrine, dopamine, as well as serotonin. Bifidobacterium produces GABA. Lactobacillus influences acetylcholine, and the list goes on. Now let's look into the deeper understanding of the natural flora that is present in our stomach. As I have mentioned already, we have got millions to trillions of bacteria that are present in our gut. More precisely speaking, they are located in our colon. You have heard of vagus nerve, which I have mentioned a few time back. It is this vagus nerve which forms the connective link between our brainstem to our digestive organs. So how does this vagus nerve work? Vagus nerve collects the information about the activities of the gut as well as the microbiome. And this information is being transferred to the brain, where it makes the decisions with respect to the digestion process. So by doing so, our vagus nerve helps in pushing the food through our gastrointestinal tract, that is helping in motility. Not only that, they are also involved in secretion of digestive substances as well as take care of our appetite. That is, be it the feeling of hunger or be it the feeling of fullness. In case if there is any inflammation during the digestive process, then this nerve tells the brain to release anti-inflammatory substances, thereby stopping the permeability of gut lining. So when we take food, it's our gut bacteria that breaks down those food particles into metabolites, for example, butyrate. And this information is transmitted to the brain by the vagus nerve so that the digestive process is regulated properly. The consequence of butyrate release is that it makes the gut lining less porous, and this will prevent the metabolite release, which would otherwise may have adverse effect on the mood as well as anxiety levels. So have you ever given a thought on what happens to our gut when we are under stress? Well, stress induces shutting of the vagus nerve completely. Now the next question arises is, what happens if our vagus nerve shuts? Vagus nerve, being the 10th cranial nerve, as you know, is very important for digestion purposes. Thus, the anti-inflammatory hormones, which are supposed to be released by these nerves, will not be secreted further, because our gut microbes are very much sensitive to any kind of stress or inflammation. At the same time, it will have its effect on the permeability of gut lining. So only if our gut lining stays porous, it will allow molecules like metabolites, toxins, or even bacteria to enter into our body, and some of this has the ability to cross the blood-brain barrier as well. As we all know, blood-brain barrier is responsible for providing protection to the brain from any kind of infection. So now that we have deduced the link between brain and gut and their relationship with anxiety, the next step would be on how to improve our gut health. The first thing to be noted here is that to have good health, you must eat healthy food. In fact, it is scientifically proven that people who eat a balanced diet are less susceptible to mental illness. Always try to include some regular food items in your diet. For example, fiber-rich food like legumes, because it helps in reducing oxidative stress and any sort of inflammation. Food rich in vitamin D, like egg yolk, helps in microbiome regulation in our GI tract. Fermented foods like yogurt, cheese, kefir, etc. contains probiotic bacteria, for example, lactic acid bacteria. And this bacteria ensures better digestive system and better brain activity. Food rich in omega-3 fatty acids helps in increasing the good gut bacteria. Thus, apart from proper food intake, one must also spend ample of time in doing workout. And wherever necessitates, do take the help of a therapist as well. Always ensure yourself the connecting link between brain and gut is in the proper lane. No doubt, research on this particular gut-brain axis is at its infancy. But in the coming times, you will get to know more about it. And not only that, it will give you a better understanding of different therapeutic strategies for overcoming mood disorders. Before signing off, one more last thing to convey. Always remember one thing. Health is wealth. And if health is lost, then everything is lost. So see you again in another exciting episode in Biotechnica. Till then, take care. And most importantly, eat healthy, stay healthy. Thank you.